Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian's here, Dan is here, and of course you're welcome to be here as long as you haven't played the Harris Challenge in the last 30 days, because we're looking for some contestants right now. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. Thanks to a listener by the name of Mickey, who has been listening to this controversy about the commercials from Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, running here on this radio station and then being yanked off the air, and our general manager, Mark Dorsey, making the public statement about why we're not going to run those commercials in which Rick Perry is urging Missouri businesses to move to Texas, which we think stinks. And the story's getting picked up everywhere. Ian's been looking at some of the comments on HuffingtonPost.com, which picked up the story. And
not too favorable to Governor Perry.
No, they're not. I just saw McGraw-Milhaven in the hallway, and he told me that the governor is scheduled to be in the studio with him next Thursday.
Wow.
Well, it'll be interesting, considering these are the studios from which we're all bashing him for these commercials and all that.
What's the over-under that he maybe something else pops up
on
Thursday?
Well, as McGraw pointed out, if he doesn't show up, that's our next story. personally, I think it might be a good idea to build a border on the northern, build a fence on the northern border of Texas.
I'm good with that.
Keep the Texans in Texas.
Exactly. Don't bother messing with Texas. It's closed. In and out. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hi, Craig. Welcome to the Big 550.
What's going on?
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because here in our broadcasting world, you, the consumer, rule, and that means you get your 5 seconds of free airtime with which you can promote your business, suck up to your boss, shout out to your friends and family, whatever you want.
Bash Governor Perry.
Anything you want, Craig. It's on you.
All right, I'd like to say hi to my stepdad, Mick. He got me on to you guys
okay
a couple years back, and I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, so thank you.
I'm AM and the PM, and I appreciate you guys on the radio.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate him turning you on to us, and let's turn on the semi-random category computer now and see which questions and categories come tumbling out for you to choose from. Category one is our weekly topical category. Have you been paying attention? Although the guys in the office, actually the women in the office today, told me that all of the categories are going to be topical today. But that's our most topical one. It's called Have You Been Paying Attention? And category two is Call Me Chelsea. And then category three, Batman Before Ben. As you may have heard, Ben Affleck is going to be playing Superman in the new Batman versus Superman movie. So, which one of those categories would you like to start with, Craig?
I'll do the first one.
Have you been paying attention? All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works for those of you who are new to our show. We start with one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer, and Craig has 60 seconds in which to answer all of those questions. If he wants to skip one and come back and pick it up later, that's certainly permitted. But when the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, we tally up the points, and if he has 8 or better, he'll win. If he gets 7 or less, of course, we'll have to punish him. That's not a decision we make. That's federal law. We're a federally licensed broadcast facility, and we have to follow the law in that regard. But the good news is, if he gets 8 or better, he wins a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize package!
All right, Paul, we have a dozen free donuts. Not just any donut. This is from the old-time donut
shop. Old-town donut.
Old-town donut shop in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Whatever you do, don't piss off the old-town donuts.
Yeah, no, I won't. I don't know why I said old-time.
Donuts the size of your head.
They are. They're awesome. They are tremendous.
They are literally tremendous.
Or your choice. We'll give you that choice, or a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
Right here at Westport Plaza and many other locations.
Yes,
eaten many times.
And we're going to throw in a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
So, you get 8 points or more, you get your choice of those, you get 15 points, that's all the points you can get, we call it a clean sweep, and you win it all for a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Craig, have you been paying attention as the category? Let's set the clock at 60 seconds and play the Harris Challenge. In what state did a man walk into a school with an AK-47 this week but was talked out of hurting anyone by Antoinette Tuff?
Pass.
Okay, which company did CEO Steve Ballmer announce today that he's going to retire from in the next year?
Pass.
What was shut down for 3 hours yesterday afternoon because of a high-tech glitch?
Pass.
What did the Obamas name their new dog because it fit her cheerful personality?
Pass.
You're just passing on all of them, huh, Craig? Okay. Which U.S. senator renounced his Canadian citizenship this week?
Pass.
Oh, boy.
Is there any reason to go back to any of these, Craig?
I don't know any of them.
I got that sense.
Yeah.
I'll remind everybody that when you come on the Harris Challenge, you get your free will of choices when it comes to the categories. And Craig has chosen the one.
He paid attention to different things this week.
I think that's the bottom line, isn't it, Craig?
Georgia! Georgia.
Georgia is the correct answer for the one-pointer, where the guy walked into the school with the AK-47.
No, that was my stepdad, Nick.
Well, the one, you know what? I'm going to put one in the Nick category here. Steve Ballmer announced today he's stepping down as the CEO of Microsoft. NASDAQ was shut down by a glitch yesterday for 3 hours. The Obamas' new dog is named Sonny, and the senator from Texas who renounced his Canadian citizenship is Ted Cruz. Not a good week for Texas.
No.
Nick gets one, you get zero. But that means you're both below the threshold of 7 points, and so you have to be punished. Here now to punish you, what era is this band from, Dan? I can't even remember.
The 80s.
From the 80s?
Yes.
It's a group called Aztec Camera. Yeah. Now, they weren't a horrible band. They're pretty good musicians. They had some of their own good songs, but there was no reason for them to take Van Halen's rowdy rockin' song Jump and turn it into a ballad.
Yeah. Nothing gets me down. Well, you got it tough.
Sounds like we're playing it at half speed, doesn't it?
Yes.
Welcome to the beautiful Polynesian Lounge, everyone.
And I know, baby, just how you feel.
This is Van Halen on Xanax.
Yes, look, some no-dos.
All right, pause it right there. I have a feeling we may have to come back to it. Craig, I'm sorry you didn't win anything, but I hope you and Nick have a nice weekend, and thanks very much for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Here's our next contestant. Hello, Todd.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to say hello, and I love you, to Charlize Theron.
Oh, she listens every day, too.
She does.
Yeah, she does.
Wait, this just coming in. Oh, Charlize sends back a message of, who are you again? How many of those messages do you think Charlize Theron has heard in her life?
Nice choice in women, though, Todd.
Oh, I have no complaint
with
that.
Yeah,
all right, here are the categories you can choose from, Todd. We have Call Me Chelsea, Batman Before Ben, or Mayors in Trouble. Which one would you like?
Batman Before Ben.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When Michael Keaton played Batman, who played the Joker?
Jack Nicholson.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the two actresses who have played Catwoman in Batman movies since 1990.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and pass.
Who is the only actor to win an Oscar for his performance in a Batman movie?
Pass.
Who played Batman taking on Jim Carrey as the Riddler and Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face?
Val Kilmer.
Correct. When George Clooney played Batman, who played Robin?
Chris O'Donnell.
Correct. All right, back to the two-pointer there. You've got one of the Catwomen. We need the other one. And we need the actor who won an Oscar.
I don't know the other Catwoman. I can't think of her name. And the Oscar, I would have to say, would be Christian Bale.
If I told you it was another actor who played the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger is correct. And Anne Hathaway was the other Catwoman. By the way, you may have noticed I said who played Catwoman in Batman movies, because I was not going to accept that Halle Berry Catwoman movie. While she looked hot in the leather suit, that movie defined the word terrible.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
I remember that.
She was pretty good in that last Batman movie
like
as
Anne
Catwoman.
Hathaway.
And, of course, you got your original Catwoman, the greatest of all time, Julie Newmar.
Oh, yeah.
From TV.
Yeah.
Let's see how you did here, Todd. You got the five. You got the four. You got two for Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm sorry, one for Michelle Pfeiffer and one more for Jack Nicholson. That's a total of 11 points, Todd, and you're a winner.
Woo!
Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and we'll meet our next contestant now. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
How about www. appsheds.com. It's appsheds.com.
Okay.
It's novelty items for the iPhone.
Oh, all right. Appsheds.com. I do have to ask you one question, only because this is a personal peeve of mine. Why do you say W? Why don't people pronounce the L in that word?
I say 44 and washer,
but,
too.
So. But let me ask you a question. Let's say Alan Craig gets up to bat in the Cardinals game tonight, and he hits a ball in the corner, and he ends up on second base. What do we call that?
Double.
So you pronounce the L in double, but not in double U.
No.
I'll work on it.
I appreciate that. Just a personal peeve of mine, Pat. You can have Call Me Chelsea, Mayor's in Trouble, or our new third category, Showbiz This Week.
I'll go with Showbiz This Week.
Well, that sounded really confident, Pat. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which TV show will Jennifer Lopez return to next season as a judge?
American Idol?
Correct. Which TV psychologist got in trouble this week for asking Twitter followers if it's okay to have sex with a drunk girl?
Pat.
Which legendary TV star was saved this week when he was pulled from his burning Jaguar?
Morgan Freeman.
Dick Van Dyke. Sly Stallone is in talks to bring one of his movie characters to a new TV series. Which character?
Rambo.
Correct. According to TV Guide, who is the highest paid late night TV star? Jon Stewart, David Letterman, Jay Leno.
Jon Stewart.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. Which TV psychologist got in trouble this week for asking TV followers if it's okay to have sex with a drunk girl?
No idea.
The answer is Dr. Phil. It's not that he was asking for permission. He was going to use it as a topic for his TV show,
right?
But it seemed a little bit inappropriate to do that, so he deleted it. The problem with deleting it is it's on the internet, and there's nothing really deleted from the internet. Pat, let's see how you did. You got the 5, you got the 4, you got the 1. Hey, that's 10 points, and you're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations on that. Earlier today, we spoke to Sylvester Stallone, asking him about that new Rambo TV series, and here's what he had to say.
I think I'd take him up the big screen, put him in the little screen, maybe it'd still be high def.
Sylvester Stallone, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure having him on the show.
His voice isn't in high def, though.
No, it's not. Let's meet our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say I never did like Texas.
All right, Mike, we have Mayor's in Trouble or Call Me Chelsea. Which one would you like?
Oh, jeez.
Enthusiasm comes right through the radio, doesn't it?
Let's do Call Me Chelsea.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who announced this week after being sentenced to 35 years in prison that he wants to be referred to as Chelsea from now on?
Manning.
Correct. Bradley Chelsea Manning. Which TV network employs former first daughter Chelsea Clinton as a special news correspondent?
NBC
is right. What is the northernmost U.S. state to have a town named Chelsea?
North Dakota.
Maine. Which rock drummer was once part of a folk rock band called Chelsea? Was it Carl Palmer of ELP, Peter Criss of Kiss, or Max Weinberg of the E Street Band?
Palmer.
You said Carl Palmer? It was Peter Criss. Which TV network airs Chelsea Handler's show, Chelsea Lately? That would be the E channel. Mike, you ended up with the 1 and the 2, and then things fell apart for a total of only 3 points, and that means we have to punish you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the song stylings of Aztec Camera.
I can't just see me standing here. Got my back against the record machine.
It's just wrong.
I ain't the worst that you've seen. How don't you know what I mean?
Welcome back to Drunk Karaoke Night.
Whoa. Can't drink one.
Yeah, you did it to yourself. Here it comes.
Well, you might as well jump.
He says it one more time. I'm on the proper street. I will.
How old are you?
That was
you said that, baby.
Okay. Makes you jump off the Ambassador Bridge, the Poplar Street Bridge, the Daniel Boone Bridge, the Planchette Bridge. It's just horrible. I'm sorry.
All right, Memorial Overpass, just pick one.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, you too.
That's the Harris Challenge. Only two winners today. We'll try it again next Friday, right after the 5 o'clock news. So that means right around 5:15, join us and play along with us. It's the Harris Challenge, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.